All right. What's up? What's good? What it do? Welcome everyone back yet to another episode of Just Jivin'. Here with your host, Tarek. I am very excited today for a couple of reasons. Number one, I am so close to 100 episodes, bro. Number two, I got my boy Sunny with me once again. Here to drop a few Actually, Sunny, you know what's crazy?
What's up?
We still didn't fucking figure out what we're gonna talk about. So it's like, are we here to drop gems today? Are we just here to fucking rant and
we're gonna rant today, because I feel like today's a good rant and venting day.
Well, you know, let's see. Alright, you know what, man? Let's just see what we fucking shoot this shit about. But remember, y'all, remember to subscribe to the podcast, share that shit. It's on all streaming platforms. You already know what it is: Spotify, Apple, all that. Follow the Facebook at Just Jivin', the Instagram at Just _ JIVINN, and the, what was it? The Twitter. There you go. The Twitter.
You always forget the Twitter.
I swear to, all right, look, here's the thing, son. I don't know how to condense my thoughts into 160 characters. So by the time I get done writing something out on Twitter, I'm just like, bro, we could just make an episode about this right quick. And like, you know what I'm saying?
It's all good. Yeah, I understand. I'm on Twitter for sports things, the sports world.
I guess it's different for you because, you know, you follow that sports shit. I don't really.
That's literally it. It's football and MMA. That's my Twitter.
Yeah,
fair enough. Some basketball. That's it.
So Twitter keeps on suggesting like ladies that have lewd photos and OnlyFans.
That's all people use that for these days, man.
Yo, that's all they keep sending me, son.
It's a bunch of porn bots everywhere, bro.
But it's the reason why though, because sometimes I go for, I'm like, oh, who that? Like, ah, shit, goddamn it, ah, you got me.
I got that.
But yo, what you drinking today, Sonny?
I am drinking a Slushy XL by 450 North Brewing Company. It is called Silly Rabbit. It is a sour ale brewed with apricot, blueberry, raspberry, orange, lime, blue raspberry, and watermelon.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I mean, I'm sure it tastes delicious. It's just like, that's just so many things in there.
Look how thick it is.
I decided to go with something simple today. I got me it's called Moon Master. It's a IPA with vanilla.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, I've actually had some sours and some of these slushies with vanilla, and I'm not sure I like that.
Well, this isn't a sour.
No, I know, but like the vanilla taste in beers, like in my, even in like stouts and porters, I like the chocolates and the, like that coffee and that bitterness, but that like sweet vanilla, like that cream end, I'm not sure I like that.
Interesting, and yet you like slushy beers.
Yo, I like the slushy beers because they're like, I don't know, they're tart. That like tart sourness, you feel me?
Well, see, for this one, because I ain't gonna front, I'm 13, they know their IPAs. But this, the vanilla in this one, I thought it was gonna be way more like forward on the palate.
Peep the color on that.
You see, that's just like, that shit look heavy to a motherfucker.
It is. I can only have like two, bro.
Yeah, son, that shit look thick than a. Woo!
But like, after two, I feel good. I'm a lightweight, I don't drink.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'll be drinking all day. I ain't gonna lie. I love beer. I had like four today on the mountain. Shit was so much fun. And it was snowing. Oh, bro.
Fresh powder?
It wasn't like super, super high. Maybe like an inch or so, but still just being nice there on that.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
I tell you, being on that mountain, even if I'm there for a few hours, it's just, it helps. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. Everyone needs a hobby that they use to escape.
Yes.
For a little bit. Just clear their mental and just be present.
I'm going to add a caveat to that. I say it should be an active hobby. Something that you take active participation in. It doesn't necessarily have to be like you working out or anything, but something where you need to sit and focus and just take time focusing on what it is that you're doing. You feel me?
Yeah, where you like I said, you have to be present. Like, you can't, your mind cannot wander. You're literally there for you to take care of it yourself. I agree wholeheartedly.
And the crazy, you know, the crazy thing about that is that motherfuckers will look at us like, oh.
That sounds so selfish.
You don't need no hobby. You don't need no hobby. It's like, nah, man. You know,
but you do.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Because what else you, like, what are you doing? You just working? Like, you just working stacking chips?
Exactly. What else would you be doing? Working and being, what is the word? Sedentary? Is that right?
Sedentary lifestyle.
Yeah, like, that's no fun. Get up, get out, go do something. It doesn't have to be like climb Everest.
Agreed. Go for a walk.
Literally walk your dog. I bet they would love it.
You know what I'm saying? Just go for an extra 10 minutes. You know they ain't going to complain.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree for sure.
It fucking bothers me, Sonny, because, like, you know, and I was thinking today, I didn't want to, but I was on the mountain a little bit and I was thinking about the shit that we was talking about early. And I'm like, yo, like, would this motherfucker have changed his mind if he went snowboarding, actually snowboarding on the mountain?
On the mountains of Colorado, probably.
You feel me? Like, yeah. You think that maybe he would have fucking been like,
yeah,
you
know, he'd be like, this is worth it. I don't know. I feel like seeing the mountains in real life for sure would make Colorado a lot more appealing. And you know what I mean? And being able to do stuff on said mountain, snowboard, snow tube, ski.
But we went to this place called Estes Park out here. Okay. And it's like, it's beautiful. You know, it's up in the mountains. It's gorgeous. So, and we went around taking pictures. We went to the lake. You feel me? Like, we did all this shit. So I'm just like, if doing all of that still didn't get you to fucking try on your own, it's like, I wonder. Because it pisses me off, Sonny. Wait. Before I get too pissed off, hold up.
What you smoking?
I'm actually, you know what's crazy? I don't know. My friend gave me this morning.
Oh, fantastic. I love those wonderful gifts like that.
Yeah, it was great. We were on the mountain and then he's like, hey, you want to smoke one before? I'm like, hell yeah. So hell he gave me one. He's like, that's for you. I'm like, the whole thing? He's like, yeah. I'm like, ah.
Appreciate you, big dog.
Fuck yeah.
That's like my buddies, Antho and Shiloh and Terpy. Every time I hang out with them, they leave me, like, I leave with a present. Like, Terpy makes edibles. Antho grew this. This is his stuffed French toast. And Shiloh processes hash. And, like, I hang out with them. We'll sesh. We'll smoke. And I always leave with something. They're just great.
That is awesome, man.
I just gave so thoughtful, considerate.
Because he was like, well, you always bring the brews. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
True. Look at that. Reciprocation. Isn't that great?
I didn't even think about it until he fucking said it. I'm just like, I'm going snowboarding. Of course I'm bringing beer.
And that obviously means a lot to him. For him to remember it. Be like, yo, you always bring the brews. I can bring something. You know, that's reciprocation. That's fire. Shout out to him. I don't know who he is, but shout out to him.
His name is Jerry, and he's a dope motherfucker.
Well, shout out to Jerry.
You know, you actually kind of bring up a interesting point, the reciprocation, my guy.
Yeah, man. I feel like that is important when cultivating and maintaining relationships.
I agree with that. I agree. There should be reciprocation. I don't think that it's selfish of one to want to gain something.
Not even gain, just a return on your investment. Like, in retrospect, I guess that would be the way to think of it. But like, if I believe in you, I don't expect anything out of you. But just to see you attempt, try, you know, like that for me is what I mean by like reciprocation. If you try to be present, if you try to, you know, see where I'm at, if you try, you know what I mean? If I'm helping you, if I'm investing in you, that's all I ask for is the same amount of energy I'm putting into you, you put into me.
I agree with that, you know, but I feel like the expectation of doing better for yourself should be met with the same vigor as anything else. If other people are the ones who's investing in you, like if someone is like, yo, I'm going to do this shit for you, but I just want to see you try to do more for yourself.
To maintain for you, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And if that's all you got to do, that's all you got to do, it's like, yo, that's a great fucking deal right there, son.
I don't do things expecting shit in return. All I want to see is you do well with what we worked on together or what we made as a plan. You know what I mean? I don't...
You know, I guess that's where I fucked up, Sonny, because I expected some kind of... I thought that this motherfucker was going to take the time to actually figure his shit. That's all I wanted. That's all I quote-unquote expected, was just for you to be like, hey... Or for him to be like, yo, I'm doing this, or we're doing this. All right, cool, bet.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, that's it. That's the only expectation that I had. Why is it so difficult for people to just be real? And you know what? I will no longer believe when anyone is like, oh, yeah, I'm an honest motherfucker. No, you're not. Because if you got to say it, then you're not.
That's true. My grandmother always said to me, never trust someone saying trust me.
Facts.
If you have to reiterate that, you don't need to trust that person. I don't know. She's always said that. I've lived and died by like my grandmother's like sayings, bro. And I've never been steered wrong. It's weird.
Your grandmother sounds like a wise woman.
Oh, wise is an understatement. She kept it 100 all the time.
That's what's up.
Even in her old age now, like... turn it into a person raising her mouth, like she still, you know what I mean?
Yo, do you, cause I wanna hear your answer for this. Cause I've been mulling over this myself. Between old school thinking and new age thinking.
Yo, new age thinking is garbage. Absolutely fucking outrageous. New age thinking, bro, is like everyone has some sort of mental illness. Everyone, and that's not a stab at anyone who actually has mental illness. No, there's a bunch of people self-diagnosing themselves and call it, bro, and like, bruh.
Bro, I didn't even finish my question.
No, I already knew where you was going with it, bro.
But let me add, is there any kind of like philosophies that these new motherfuckers coming up with that you was like, you know what? Yeah, I fuck with that. Cause there's a couple of things that's like, you know what? Yeah, I think I can fuck with that. Like,
if you think about it, all the new age bullshit that comes out is just a remix of our like OG old ways that we were taught.
Maybe. I do like the whole look after yourself more so and not taking any shit, even if it's for a job and making money, that type of shit. I like that.
Yeah, we have touched on that. Our generation is good in that. But,
yeah,
I mean, I think that's always been around because you've always had the trailblazers. You've always had the people ahead, the people, you know, the people who spearhead projects, the people who had the grand ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Those are always the people who said, fuck what everyone else was thinking. What? I'm going to look after me. Like, I'm going to cultivate my mind state. I'm not going to do, you know, I'm not going to be the cog. And that's why there's so many different industries now that are, like, taking off.
Right.
I think it's always been that way. It's just now... because we're in this new age of where everyone knows everything and like technology, you have a computer in your hand, like it's more like people are seeing more of it and are able, like it's people
more
are able
accessible.
To reach. Yes, people are able to reach more people on different platforms to get that message across. I think it's always been there. It's just now it's more prevalent or easily
prominent.
Yeah. Because there's always been trailblazers that everyone thought was like an outlier. It was crazy, whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? And they didn't give a fuck. They put their happiness and their ideas.
You're right. Well, I was trying to, you know, throw these niggas a bone, you know, but you're just like, yo, fuck all of this shit.
Nah, bro, right. Because I don't understand that shit. The new age of everything is like... I don't even understand it. Everybody does shit for clout and recognition instead of doing it for just the love of the game.
Because you could possibly make money off of it, right?
Even if you make money, bro, you should want to put out quality over like good quality anything. You want your product to represent you. And people don't do that. People are like, oh, I can make money on this. Let me just sell this shit. Nah, bro. Like, I don't know.
Okay, well, because here's the thing, Sonny boy. You raising two youngins. And you can raise them to have an appreciation for the old school.
Right. And they're teaching me the new school as they grow. that's how I keep up. I mean, they're not on like any social media things, but like as far as like, I guess gaming trends, they keep me up to date because they want to be PC gamers. They want to do the streaming thing. So I guess in that aspect, the streaming and stuff, like they keep me up to date on that and like creating content and stuff because they're always like, Dad, look at this. Look at this. We should do this. We should do this. And I'm like, oh, all right. Huh. This is a pretty solid idea. I like this.
It's funny because I really thought that you were kind of raising them to on this, not like Amish type shit, but on the strict, you know, no social media, no internet outside of games and that type of stuff, you know, certain hours.
No, you can't do that. That would be silly because then you don't know what's going on or like how to be social. Because in today, what is being, it's all electronic. So if you don't have any type of common ground, how are they going to, you know, how are they going to approach things? But even still, like, they get internet and gaming, they get, like, they watch their favorite content creators, which I watch some of those, like Mr. Beast, and there's a couple other ones. There's some fire, you know, content creators that I look at and I'm like, yo, this dude is dope. He's using his money for dope shit. Look how many people he's helped, you know, stuff like that. And that's the type of shit they're into is like, I don't know, wholesome content, I guess. And they're funny. I don't know. I don't know how to like.
Oh, let me guess. Your kids are special, right?
No. I don't know how to describe my style of parenting. I mean, yeah, I'm sure my kids are special. We haven't found their talents yet. So I'm sure it's going to be unlocked somehow. But no, like I don't know how I would even describe my style of parenting. Free range? I mean, I'm strict on where I have to be strict, but I kind of let them be themselves. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
So I feel like if they develop their own personality without me telling them who to be and how to act, then I kind of let them be them. And don't have to worry about shit.
Well, see, here's a thing, Sonny, that I really want to, I guess, pick your brain about is what do you think we should do moving forward? And by the way, if there's fucking, you probably can't hear this, Sonny, but my neighbors are like bumping right now, you know, playing that old school R&B, and it just so happens to be during the recording. I can't do shit about it. So
like Boom Make Love music, R&B?
No, not low.
Oh,
no.
I was about to say, they conceiving a child then, my brother. You can't interrupt that. Let them rock.
Yeah, what?
Let them consummate whatever they're celebrating. So,
yeah. That's not even what I meant. Fuck, what is that? Yo, that reminds me of when I was in fucking college and I was living in this fucking rundown shithole apartment with like paper thin walls, and the motherfucker right next to me, no lie, like almost every night, fucking bitches. Just like all the time. You know what I'm saying? It's not like,
oh my god.
Yeah, for real. And it's like, yo, literally everyone in this building can fucking hear you, my nigga. Like, come on. Alright, we get it. You get it. You bust cheeks. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it, but come on. Come on, son.
My man was clapping cheeks like every hour of the night. Son, that's wild. It was
like I be studying. I try to have bitches over. You know what I'm saying? And God, it's so fucking funny. Actually, this one girl got weirdly turned on by that. That was interesting. But what was I
saying? You know, there's always one outlier, like I was saying.
I'm not a fan of that, Sonny. I'm kind of a prude myself. I like to keep it between the person who I'm engaging in activity with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't need you to know.
That's true. She said, oh, what's that? Oh.
I'd rather just enjoy the moment between the two. But I know people who just, y'all, actually, his name was, Oh, no, I won't name drop him. But I knew this dude, and he was like, bro, I love to let people know. Like, either with the windows open, you know, he don't, like, no music, nothing, just.
So he was like an exhibitionist. That's what you call those, bro.
Yo, this motherfucker, he wanted to let people know he was fucking.
I bet the neighbors know his name.
And it's crazy, because that's not really a. It's not really like the most gangster name to yell during sex.
Oh my God, that's Jones.
But anyway,
that's Jones.
Anyway, I feel like just talking to you, Sonny, has just calmed me down, because,
well, I'm glad.
As much as I wanted to rant about the bullshit, I'm just like, you know. You ain't even the person I want to talk to about it. There's only one person I want to talk to about it, and that's that motherfucker. So why do I waste the time of other people by bringing up the shit that doesn't involve them? You know what I'm saying? And I guess talking to someone else has got me to realize that. So I appreciate you for doing that, because.
Well, my pleasure, my brother. My pleasure. For sure.
Sonny, I'm gonna be honest. I think that. I just can't stand people who don't have work ethic in regards to living life. Because in order to have a decent life, in order to do anything with it that, you know, is substantial, is going to require work and consistent work. And once you start, literally, you will never stop. You will just get to a point where you can enjoy your time off even more and get even more relaxation and better recuperation and all of that. But there will never be a time, once you start trying to do shit better for yourself, if you want to be consistent with it, it will never stop. It will never stop. So life is work. Life is always going to be work. Life will never not be work. And I cannot stand motherfuckers who don't
want to. Think it's never going to be work?
Or not even that. Whether they know it or not, just motherfuckers who don't want to put in extra fucking work. And not even, you know, I'm not even talking like at the job or whatever, just for yourself. You feel me? Like, I don't like people who don't want to do the extra for themselves. That doesn't make sense to my brain, and I don't think it ever will. And I kind of don't even care to even know what you've been through to get to that point. Because it's like, you know what? You still ain't doing nothing. Not for me. Not for anyone else. Not for yourself. So why even listen to you? You know what I'm saying? Like, why? Like, I'm fine with listening to a motherfucker's problems and, like, having them vet and all that shit if they want to do something about it. But if they don't, I don't want to listen to it. I'll be dead
we
ass.
We covered that in our first fucking rant together, actually.
Did we? All right, let's forget.
Because it's motherfuckers that will take the time to listen to everything you have to say and be like, yeah, I'm going to do that, and then go do the exact opposite of what y'all talked about. Or, you know what I mean?
I remember saying that.
It's like, why even fucking ask for the advice? Why even come to me with this shit if you ain't going to fucking listen anyway? Or if you ain't going to put forth the effort? Why do I have to do your thinking for you? You are a grown fucking adult. You know what I mean? But at the same time, we talked about this earlier, you can't expect yourself out of people. You can't expect what you would do in their situation for them to do that.
Right.
Because they are not you. The opportunity could present itself to multiple people, bro, but everybody's got an excuse.
Right.
That's why I always say, your excuses are my opportunities.
You know, you're right. And I'm starting to realize that you can't help people
that don't want to be helped.
Yeah.
You can take the horse to the pond, bro. You can't force him to drink.
See, I was just going to say, you can't help people, like, at all. But, you know, maybe that's a bit cynical. Maybe that's a bit cynical. I'll take
Sometimes
it
Sometimes that's what it is, bro.
I'll take it back a notch. Because, you know, I'm interacting with this lady, and she is, like, a helper of people, like, from... You ever met someone who just, like, wants to help people from their core? And it's, like, not even... It's literally a part of who they are.
Right.
It's crazy to me. That shit is crazy to me. Because I'm just like...
Yeah, it's irky as hell because, bro, you can't save everybody.
Son, it is... Okay, thank you. It is irky. It's irky. Yo, I get so... I'm like, son, why are you trying to help this motherfucker? You know you can't do shit for them.
Like, it's some motherfucker you could just look at and have one conversation and be like, Right? Ain't no helping you, bro. Right? Like,
And don't get me wrong, she ain't dumb with it, but
it's just out of the goodness of their heart, yeah, bro. And exactly. it's like they are helpful to a fault.
Yeah. Almost.
Because how much of your own time are you gonna waste trying to help motherfuckers that don't give a fuck that you're giving them your time?
Right. But you know what? I can't even talk shit, honestly, because I just did that for fucking almost 6 months.
Yeah, I do that all the time and I get mad about it and I'm like, I'm never doing that again. And then I'm like,
and then you end up doing it again because it's like, wait a minute, but these circumstances are different than the last circumstances, which means that it probably,
yeah, like, oh, this person actually has an opportunity. Oh right. My God, maybe they'll right. take it. What? Right. No, yeah, I completely fucking.
Nah, it never happens.
I completely understand. That's why I'm like, you just gotta let it be at this point and just count your losses and keep on doing what you gotta do. Keep going. Obviously, not in the plans.
Right, because you know what? I'm starting to think you're right about the whole don't expect others to be like you. However, I should definitely, because me and you, like, we're very similar. So I can definitely say that you're like me in some senses or in the senses that count, especially for this example.
I agree. No, yeah, we do agree on a lot of things. I agree.
So what I think that I should start doing is looking for people not like me, but with at least similar mindsets. Drive. Similar, yes.
Intentions. Yes.
Exactly. Absolutely. Work ethic.
Absolutely. Yo, I actually just watched this video from Gary Vee. I fucking love Gary Vee. Shout out to Gary Vee. Oh my God, dude. I want to pull it up, but he was basically saying, you have these friends and they're always like, life sucks. This is that. Oh my God, I can't get ahead. Blah, blah, blah. But they always talk about a certain friend that like lights up a room and is this great person. Find that friend. Mm. Talk to that friend. Find out why they're like that. Bring them into your life. And Gary Vee is like Gary Vee. He's like, that motherfucker Gary Vee is the man, bro.
Word.
You need to keep yourself around like-minded people. Like that. This is what I noticed in the last year. Because over the last year, I've changed the course on how I think. And what I let like affect that. Me. I mean, both Aranda and I went through a whole like learning curve basically over the last year and a half. And we've surrounded ourselves with people who don't think our dreams and our aspirations are crazy. We noticed that a lot of the people around us, they'd fucking hear what we want to do and they would think, yo, y'all are nuts. Y'all have kids. Y'all have. Like, okay, so, you know what I mean? And you talk to these other people that you may have just met or, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you tell them, yo, I want to do this. I want to do this. And they're like, do it. Hell yeah. That's fucking brilliant. And there's not like a doubt in their mind that you can't like do what you just said you were going to do. But then the people you know and the people that you come up with and all this shit are like, you sure, bro? That kind of sounds crazy. Nah, don't do that. That don't make any sense. Why are people like that? I will never understand it. But we started surrounding ourselves with those people who are like, yes, fuck yeah, keep going, bro. Hell yeah, absolutely do that. And it just works, bro. It like we have completely changed our entire outlook on life, one, two, and just everything we're doing, the way we work towards things, and the way we're kind of grinding and stacking, building, is like, oh, this was never crazy to begin with.
I know why certain people don't do that, Sonny.
Why?
Because they pussy.
Oh, yeah. 100% pussy.
That's it. You pussy. Sorry. Like, listen, man.
Yeah. They're in that bubble. That comfort bubble.
Life is scary, son. But what they don't understand.
Yes, exactly. And that fucking fear and that just the unknown that you're just like, fuck, what, you know, that's what takes that leap of faith. And you just have to do it and just don't look back. And what people don't realize outside of that comfort bubble that they live in, that's where real growth happens.
Yep.
That's where you figure out what the fuck you're made of. That's where you're like, holy shit, this isn't for me, but maybe we should do this. That's where you fail. You fucking stand back up. You dust yourself off and you're like, all right, that's not how I'm going to attempt that again. I'm gonna try it this way. Or it's gonna be like, oh, maybe that isn't for me. Maybe I should do this.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I don't like that. I'm all right at this. How can I scale this?
You see? See? This is why I love you. Because
you don't need to have a million dollar idea. You just need to have an idea you can sell a million times.
And that's just in regards to the business aspect of life. And even if you ain't...
You can apply that to anything in life, bro.
Right. And even if you ain't about that, and you just want to, like, if you a type of motherfucker that just wants to work 9 to 5 and be chilling and all that stuff, bet.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's great. Not at all, because that takes a certain type of person.
Exactly.
It is what it is.
Exactly.
You like the structure. You like what you do. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with a 9 to 5. Those people in those 9 to 5s genuinely keep the world running, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just those basic 9 to 5 jobs that other people just don't want to do.
Yes.
Shout out to those people. They get looked down on all the time, but without them, what happens? Fucking society collapses.
Exactly. Because to be told, son, like, even if you work a 9 to 5, you can find ways to challenge yourself and your way of thinking and grow.
Absolutely.
And do more and all that stuff. Because you know what it is that you like. And what I'm saying is not to try to do all of the things in the world, but just know yourself well enough to know what you like, what you don't like, how you want to interact with other people, how you generally come across when you interact with other people, and what you can do, and what you want to expand on and not. That's really it. Like, basic human shit, son. Deadass. Basic human shit. I'm not trying to fucking say become, like, Superman or whatever, become a superhero or any of that stuff. I'm just...
Yeah, but pick something and do it for yourself.
Bro, just do it, damn it. Like,
I agree. Like, you gotta do something for you. Like, or else, do you even have a personality at that point?
Exactly. I've always respected those older people that's like, I like what I like because I like it and I know I like it. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, but at what point do you challenge that and say, I need to bring some variety into my life?
Well,
that's just me playing devil's advocate.
I mean, that's yeah, go ahead. I mean, sure. Okay, fine.
Like, at what point, when do you make those decisions that spice up your life?
Maybe when you start to feel bored and stagnant, if you're aware that that's happening, I suppose. But
people don't have self-awareness.
Well, right. That's what I'm saying. To those who aren't even self-aware to that, you can just do whatever. Even to the people.
And you know what? I'm going to look in the camera and say this. I recommend everybody do mushrooms. You know what? Right now, just everybody go find some fucking mushrooms and do them and see what the fuck you're made of. Just do that. Do yourself a favor.
I actually don't think everyone should do mushrooms.
No, we talked about that on the last one. Ah, that was terrible. Terrible advice, but do it anyway. Especially now, bro. Like, what? Like, people need to understand, like, they need to know what the fuck they're made of, because the world is weird right now.
It is pretty weird.
And I think everyone needs to have their own identity, for sure. And people don't. People are all...
I think that makes sense. Yeah, you should, but yeah.
Man, everyone's got the same fucking excuse right now, and it's COVID, and it blows my mind. Because since COVID happened, like I just said, I know motherfuckers that have taken off.
Yeah.
Used COVID to launch themselves, catapult themselves to success.
Son, I fucking got everything started after COVID started happening, the pandemic and shit with the, like, podcast. I'm like, well, you know, since I'm here, because, you know, like, I was playing video games, you know, like really enjoying myself too. And this is what pissed me off about that, son, because I was dead, like, it wasn't like I was feeling any type of way. Like, I was enjoying myself just playing these games and shit. La, 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 wee, got my check in the mail. You know, I just cooked, you know, chilling on some beers, fucking stocked, whatever. I'm chilling, right? And then all of a sudden, I was like, nigga, didn't you want to do a podcast? Like,
yo, but look where you're at. Look where you're at, though. You're almost at 100 episodes.
Oh, my God, bro. I'm almost at 100 episodes. Yeah, that is crazy. That is crazy.
That's insane for somebody who just decided they were going to make a podcast.
You're right. So I guess for some people, you can use the circumstances around you to better yourself.
Correct. But that's kind of how I figured out what people were made of is COVID. Who uses an excuse and who uses it to be like, fuck this, I'm going to get my shit together. That's kind of when I was like, damn. And you know what? A lot of people surprised me. I'm not going to lie to you. A lot of people were exact opposites. And that, I was blown away, and I was so happy to see it.
That's awesome.
I really was. It was just like, wow, I did not expect this from you. Congratulations. This is incredible. Holy shit.
I do like when people do that.
Yes, I love that shit.
It's a surprise.
Yeah, and it's so incredible to see when you people unlock the potential you knew they had.
Yes.
Oh, that shit is like,
bro.
It's like, let's fucking go.
Bro.
It's like, yo.
You have no ideas. Yes,
bro. I'll be so hyped to see motherfuckers like, yes, bro. Keep fucking going.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, you fucking did that thing. I'd be wanting to run through a wall
for motherfuckers, bro. Yeah, exactly. Yo. When you talk to somebody like a year later, they're like, yeah, bro, I did this. And you're like, bro, that's everything you said you were going to do last year.
Son, oh, it just makes you want to go and fly out and just fucking hug them. And be like, yes,
my 100%. Nigga. Just that's seeing people do. What
the fuck I'm talking about?
Like fire shit. Like when I see my homies doing fire shit, I'm just like, yes, bro. Fucking yes. Keep going.
Yo, for real. And that's why I get so fucking frustrated when they don't.
Yeah, exactly. It's like...
Because you have so much potential, son.
Yeah, bro. Especially this day and age. Like, anybody can make money doing anything. Anybody can be successful doing anything. Like, what is your excuse?
If you need... Like, if motherfuckers need someone to, like, kick them in the ass and do shit... Excuse me. Like, I'd love to do that as long as you show consistent work and ethic, diligence.
Yeah, for sure.
Hell yeah.
But that's the thing. That's the other side of the spectrum. People are so used to getting shit like spoon-fed, handed to them, or not really having to actually go out and like find what they're, you know, because everything's so easily accessible. So people, when their first attempt doesn't give the results they want, they're just like, oh.
Right. Hmm. Right. Right. Oh my God. Yo, that pissed son.
And I'm just like, that's it? No, that was a good attempt?
Yeah. Yo.
So you tried? You just did that to say you tried? Get out of here. That was such a piss poor attempt at anything.
Yo.
It's like motherfuckers that make one Google search and be mad they don't find what they want.
Oh my God, bro.
Am I wrong?
No. Yeah, it's so funny because... That shit pisses me off so much. I'm like, son, you only tried once? What?
It's like, where is your resilience?
Oh my God. Like, if you get to a point where you don't, where you cannot count the amount of times that you tried and it's been like years and there's still been no progress, then it's like, all right, maybe I should, you know, either stop doing this Or
change, like,
yeah, change how I'm going about it.
Exactly, you know, bro. You know
what? I met people.
What was that? Big Sean. If business not booming, then it's time to change the format.
Word.
Like, what if Fab say my plan B is just another way to make my plan A work?
Ooh.
Like, you need to have different ways to attempt whatever you're doing to get what you want. If you don't have at least three attempts. Did you even try?
At least three.
Baseball, you get three strikes. That's how I look at it. You get three strikes. Mm. If you can't get your shit together in three strikes, like, what? Then maybe you should move on to something else. There's nothing wrong with exploring to try to find your niche. You need to have that niche that, like, people are like, oh, yes, this dude. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
What you're good at, what you can scale. Like we were just talking about, you need to have something that you can scale. And there's nothing wrong with plenty of failed attempts to find out what the fuck you're good at. How else are you going to know what you like, what you dislike, different methods of doing one thing? You know what I mean? Like at the end of the day, you need to make an attempt.
You need to make multiple. The only way to really figure out if some shit don't work for you, and like, all right, there's those rare circumstances where you do it the first time. It's like, I never do that again. And, you know, all right, cool. And you'll get better at understanding those rare circumstances when you actually go out and try different things. And then you try the first time. It's like, you know, I did pretty like that. That wasn't what I expected, but I might try it again. And the second time you try, it's like, all right. That was better than the first time. And third time, you're trying, like, okay. All right, I think I might fuck with this thing.
Like, but that's also where, like, that self
realization, like, if you're actually true to yourself coming into play, because some people will continue to attempt the same thing the same way and think that they will get results. And it's just like,
you're right. You have to be self-aware. You have to be self-aware to realize that there is no progress being made.
Yeah. And it's not even a valiant attempt at what you're trying to do.
Precisely. Is this really something that you want to do? And if it is, are you really bad at it? Do you need to do extra work? Because some people, they may like something that they're bad at, and you just need to work five times really harder than than the average person.
Yeah, and that's where that self-awareness is like, can I do this?
Mm-hmm.
But that's even that, like, I don't even think that's a thing, because I think anybody could do anything.
I don't believe that. I believe that you can do things that you can do, but we have a world of shit that we can discover that we can do, and it will always expand and it'll always grow. We'll never be able to discover everything. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But I think that if someone says that they want to do something, they can go out and do it as long as they remain consistent in what they're trying to do. I feel like nothing really, you can't really stop yourself from doing anything unless you actually stop yourself. That's just me. Like, I'd rather fail a million times and be like, no, I can't do that. I've expunged every single attempt I've made, every single mathematical fucking correction I could to see if I can do this. I'm very analytical. I also overthink. So it's one of those things where, like, I know I'm overthinking, but at that point, now I know all the things that can go wrong, so I'm prepared.
See, but isn't that a little bit of you believing that other people like you in the sense that you think that they could do
150%? Yeah, 100%. But what I'm saying is, if I can get it done, you can get it done. We live in the same world with the same resources.
Fair enough.
I'm drinking another beer. This one's called Toucan Fruit, and it is raspberry, lime, lemonade, cherry, and tangerine.
Wow. You opening up another... Wow. Wow, son.
I put these away, bro. I'm feeling nice. I'm feeling spicy.
Well, yeah, all right. Okay. Well,
I'm feeling spicy, bro.
You know what we'll do? You know what we'll do? We'll actually take a break in the conversation. So that way, for this episode, we can just fucking end it if I don't feel like fucking editing the whole thing. And let's fucking start. Let's continue going, because, you know, I got a friend, Sonny. I'm also fucking with this conversation a little bit.
Right. Yeah, this is a good one. I feel good. I feel spicy and pricey. You know I'll talk it, shit you know if I
is?
Need to.
You know what it is? I get riled up when I talk about bitch-ass niggas. That's what it is.
God damn.
Because I fucking hate bitch ass niggas. I can't stand them. I'm sorry.
You're like walk into a room, smell like bitches
pussy.
Here.
Yo, well, yo, do I smell pussy? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm fucking.
Yeah, bro. Here's the thing.
Yeah. In the front row, kicking back old school trash like damn. Can't get enough of this more like I don't even know where I am. Get hyped to the beat, let's go, cause this is our jam. This is our jam. Let's go. Let me break it down right quick for my haters, my dictators, and bad raiders. Since you never seem to get it right no more, then right no more. Kick back your feet and watch your back from perpetrators. My game's strong in my Range Rover. I got the blackjack juice and my racks off the roof. And you see the SUV rolling up next to me, old enough to take you over Sesame. Remember, back when I was a kid, all I did was stroll back from the cold over South Bridge. My mama told me do, no NTN.